In Japan, the economic news is bleak. Wages are dropping, unemployment remains near a record high, and government data shows retail sales fell for the 11th straight month in February. Economists say one of the main reasons for Japan's slump is the shaky condition of the country's banking system. Consumer confidence in banks has dipped so low that many Japanese are putting their savings in a more reliable investment, gold. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Japan's gold rush is, like everything else in Japan, orderly and discreet. No pushing and shoving, no panic, just a quiet, steady flow of money out of Japanese banks and into gold bullion. At Japan's largest gold trader in downtown Tokyo, workers wearing white gloves gingerly handle the precious ingots. Manager Kenichi Hayashi says sales are nearly 10 times higher than during the same period last year.
When people watch the international news, like Enron incident, that big name company going bankrupt, people feel insecure about the holding paper assets. So people want to have the gold physical asset as an insurance.
In other words, gold is the investment of last resort. During times of war and international upheaval, such as September 11th, many investors turn to gold. Unlike a stock or a bond, gold is solid, tangible, and while it does fluctuate in value, gold will always be worth something. Another reason for Japan's gold rush is the fact that the country's banking system is a mess, saddled with billions of dollars worth of bad loans. And as of April 1st, the Japanese government will no longer extend blanket insurance to depositors. If a bank goes under, people could lose most of their life savings. Sugiura, a middle-aged businessman, says that's why he's decided to buy gold. I'm buying gold for my peace of mind, he says. The value of paper assets is going down all the time. In fact, the more I learn about the financial situation in Japan, the more I realize it makes sense to buy gold. Most of those buying gold are older Japanese who want to protect their retirement nest egg. The Japanese appetite for gold has helped push worldwide prices up to nearly $300 per ounce, their highest level in more than 2 years. Yet the Japanese continue to buy. They have few other investment alternatives. Japan's real estate market has come crashing down to earth. Property values are 70% lower than what they were during the peak of the so-called bubble economy in the late 1980s. And no one is getting rich by putting their money into a Japanese savings account. Interest rates are virtually 0%. Kana Norimoto, a vice president at Nikko Salomon Smith Barney, says the Japanese government has been more concerned about helping large financial institutions rather than the average investor.
The market, both on the stocks market and the bond market, have never really been there for the small investor, and they've always lost out. So I think they're actually quite smart in turning to gold. And yes, it's a bit alarming that the second largest economy in the world has retail depositors who are shifting their money into gold. It's very third world in action. But I think that's the reality of the situation.
A situation, says Norimoto, that will only get worse unless and until the Japanese government takes the country's banking crisis seriously. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.